Chapter 7, Mary's Land, Virginia's State, and Penn's Woods. Did you ever trade a top for some marbles or an apple for an orange? Long before there was any Washington or any United States, there used to be trader Indians living on the shores of the river that flows by Washington. These Indians paddled their canoes up and down the river and traded with other Indians, swapping things they had for things they wanted. Beads for furs, bows for arrows, corn for potatoes. In the Indian language, the name for traders was Potomac. So we call the river after these trader Indians, the Potomac River. The Potomac separates two states with girls' names, Maryland and Virginia. They are named after two queens. The Potomac Indians paddled their canoes down the river till they came to a much broader piece of water. This piece of water was so big, it seemed to them like the ocean, and they called it the Mother of Waters, which in their own language was Chesapeake. You can see it on the map. Chesapeake Bay is not the ocean, but it is the biggest bay in the United States. Did you ever eat snails, or terrapin, or frog's legs? Some people like them. The Indians found oysters growing in the Chesapeake Bay. At first, no one thought of eating oysters. They didn't look good to eat. But one day, an Indian who was very hungry broke an oyster shell open and ate the oyster inside. It tasted good, and it didn't hurt him. So others began to eat oysters. And now, almost everyone likes oysters, either raw or cooked. Oysters grow in other parts of the world, too. But many people say that those in the Chesapeake Bay are the largest and best. But they are not supposed to be good unless they are eaten during the 8 months that have an R in their names. They are good in March, but not in June.